Yerushalmi Shvius, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei. Avonim Shesiasoson Hamachresha. If there were rocks that were moved by the plow, or they were covered and they got uncovered. So these are rocks that are in the field, and they are that they've become uncovered or they got moved. The miyesh behem, if within these rocks, if there are shtayim, two of those rocks are large enough, shamaser shtayim shtayim, that each one of them is so big that it takes two people to carry it. Have you alien not? Well, then you could take them out. You could take out all the rocks. Why is that? If the rocks are so big, then if there are at least two rocks that are so big, these are obviously rocks that are good for building. And then when the person takes the rocks out, it doesn't look like he's trying to clear out his field. It looks like he's trying to take out the rocks for building. And if there are even two of them that are that big, then people already get the idea that these are being taken out not to clear the field, but to use them for building, and therefore it's not to take out the rocks. But Hamasakla Sadeu, and if someone's clearing out the rocks from his field, then what he has to do is like this. There's a pile of rocks. He could take out the rocks that are on the top, the higher up on the pile, and leave the ones that are still touching the ground, because if he does that, then it's clear to everybody that he's not trying to make his field better for plowing, because he left the rocks on the bottom. And obviously, you're not going to plant anything with those rocks still there. So he could take off the top layers of rocks and leave the bottom layers still where they were. If you have a pile of pebbles, a gausha of one or a pile of larger rocks, not also yoinis, umeniach, esanagus bards. He take away the top ones and leave the ones that are touching the ground, and the same point that he's not, it'll be obvious to everybody that he's not trying to prepare the field for planting. And if underneath the pile of rocks is it's another stone or a straw, point being that in those places you can't plant anyhow, then I really know you could take away all the rocks, because obviously the person, again, the same point, you're not planning on planting anything there, because if you'd be planting something there, then you couldn't plant anything because there's a rock there or there's straw there, you can't plant anything. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says the rocks had to have been moved by the Machresha, but that's not true. Lo Yosef Dover doesn't exactly have to be that the Machresha, that the plow moved them. Even if they're the type that a Machresha could move them, then that's good enough. They don't have to actually have been moved already. Our Mishnah already says this, because it says in the Mishnah, Yesh B'chol Achas Achas, Shamaser Shnayim Shnayim, Hanei Eli Notlu, because the Bryce says, well, the Mishnah says that if it has the rocks are as heavy that two people have to carry them, then you could take them away. And the way the primary shulam is, rocks that are so heavy that it takes two people to carry them, they're not really going to be moved by the machresha. They're not going to be moved by the plow, and therefore they're just too heavy. A plow banging into them is not going to move them at all. So when the Mishnah says that they were moved by the machresha, it doesn't mean that they were moved. It actually doesn't even mean that they were able to be moved. It means that they're in a position that they could have been theoretically moved. They're high enough up the ground. And so what the Mishnah is saying is that the rocks have to be in a place where they're high up, where the Machresha could bang into them. The Machresha is not going to actually move them, but it's at least in the position where it could. And when they're in that position, you're allowed to move them because the person's clearing, then it's clear in the field. They're not deeper into the ground. They're in a place that's high enough that the Machresha should bang them. Then it's obvious to everybody he's just clearing away rocks. Now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah had said that if you have a pile of pebbles, then you can clear them away. So you have this pile of pebbles. So that is to say, the impression is that there's a purpose why there'd be this pile of pebbles in a field, and there's a purpose why you would use them elsewhere in the field, not just to clear away the ground. So pebbles have some kind of a use in fields. That's why they're there in the first place, and that's why you're moving them someplace else, not just to clear it away so you can plant something underneath it. So what does that teach us? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Born says, B'shem Roshim Ben Lagash, it says the following, Zoyse Meris, this teaches us, She'osu Lukot Tzroyot M'toch Sodach Haveroi, that if you come to a person's field, not on Shemitah, just any old time, and you go to his field and you see that he has some rocks sitting there, you're not allowed to pick up those rocks out of the field. What is that to say? You would think you picked them up to do him a favor, that you're clearing away these pebbles. So you're not allowed to pick up the pebbles. Why? Because because when the person will be will be pruning, not pruning, he'll be pulling out bad things out, like even ripping out, he'll be weeding, that's the word, he'll be weeding, then v'yov, he'll be weeding, v'yov ispalai, he'll put the ripped out weeds that he pulls out, he'll put them on top of these pebbles, in a place where they're not going to grow again, so he's going to put them on there. So there's a purpose in having pebbles in a field. So our Mishnah that said, that talked about having a person having this pile of pebbles, and then even about moving them someplace else, and that would be considered reasonable to move them around, teaches us that there's value to having pebbles, and now we understand that the reason is because when you're going to weed in your field, you put the weeds onto this spot where they're not going to go further, just like a temporary place to keep them, and therefore you're not allowed to clear away pebbles out of someone else's field, because you might think you're doing them a favor, but in fact you might not be, and he maybe would rather have them there. So it's not, it has nothing to do with Shemitah, it's just a general rule that going to someone else's field. This that we're saying that you shouldn't clear away someone's pebbles is in a valley, which is a place that's basically clear of rocks, and it's a good place for planting. In a place that has, that's mountainous, that has lots of rocks, then mutter, you're allowed to clear away the pebbles, because in that kind of a place, there are plenty of places to put the weeds. When you rip out the weeds and you want them to not grow someplace, there's plenty of rocks to put them onto, and therefore, it's considered to be a toivah for him, a favor for him. And therefore, if you see pebbles in that kind of a field, then you could do the person a favor and take them out.